Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare your glory in this place, Lord. Hallelujah. Power of the Holy Ghost is getting ready to hit somebody in this place. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel 17. Aren't you glad Stephen's home? Amen. What a tremendous band we have here. We are blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. Thank God for their diligence in coming early and practicing and, amen, wanting to worship the Lord the best they can. Amen. That's what it's all about. Giving your best. It's all God requires. Just give your best. Amen. Amen. He wants your best. 1 Samuel 17, beginning verse 1. Or I'm sorry, I'm not number 1. Sorry. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shechal, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shechal and Azekah. Help me out with these. Whew. In Ephesdemim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had great greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the enemies of Israel, and said unto them, "Why are ye come out to set the battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel that this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." And when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Praise God. One more passage. Turn to 2 Corinthians 12:9. Praise God. Thank God for this young man up here worshiping the Lord with his pastor. Amen. Keep it up, young man. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "And he said unto them, he said unto me, 'My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" I want to preach for a little while today. Don't go to battle without the giant killer. Say that again. Don't go to battle without the giant killer. Lord Jesus, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus right now, God. Lord, that you would come down into every life right now. And Lord, take up residence there. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, will fight our battles for us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're going to fill this place with the power of the Holy Ghost in every life today, God, as we surrender our spirits and minds to you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You are able to be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember this. That's all it takes. Amen. You surrender to God, and God will come running to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. He was going out to battle the enemy of the Most High. I'm getting ahead of myself. As we look into the scripture and we see that the army of Saul was facing their adversary, the Philistines, Saul was at the top of his pride in his life. He had been given over to pride, and his pride ruled and reigned in his life. He was going out to battle the enemy of the Most High. And in his pride, he and his men chose to go to battle alone. They were walking with their own strength and intellect. And as they set the battle in array, out comes this uncircumcised Philistine called Goliath. And as Goliath comes out to fight, he cries out with a great roar, "Send me a man." Amen. So many of us are hearing and cowering to that roar in your life right now. The enemy is crying to you and roaring in your life, "Send me a man to fight. Send me a man to fight." Your Goliath will always want you to be something you're not. Amen. Your Goliath is calling out to your flesh, "Come on, send me a man. Come and fight me. Come and fight me. See if you can withstand my strength and my power over your life. Come on, you got giants you're facing in your life, and you can't seem to get control over that giant as he screams at you that he's in control of the battle. And he's got you right where he wants you. If you will just fight, if you will just fight with him, and if he wins, he's in control. And if you win, then they'll serve your God." Come on. Get real with yourself today. You're fighting a battle. Amen. You're in a fight right now. Something's screaming in your mind, in your spirit. Come on. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep living the way you've been living. Don't give up. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Come on. The Goliath is saying, "Come on, fight me." You think you can go this battle alone. You think you can handle it on your own. You think that you got the answer. You've got life all figured out. You just keep hearing the roar of the lion, of the Goliath in your life. But what you're facing is a giant of a problem. And it has you cowering in fear because you can't get power over this giant that's screaming at you and that's hollering at you and that's wanting control over you. And he's got you hiding in the trenches of your life. You're not able to face this giant without the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't try. Don't attempt to fight this battle without the Spirit of God. You will lose. Saul had long given up following the leading of the Holy One. His heart was so full of pride, he was not able to fight this battle on his own. So he was seeking someone who could fight this battle for him. When you walk around in pride, you will never defeat your enemy. Pride will lead you the wrong direction. Amen. And pride is leading some of you right now. That's why you haven't surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, because you think that you can handle life's giants on your own, Saul. You think that you can just walk out there and take the battle and win the battle on your own. You may think you can stand and fight, but when the giant is standing and bellowing out, "Send me a man!" It's like this. "Hey, let's go have a cigarette. Send me a man. Come on, just a little smoke." It's a battle. And the giant of your life, it just keeps coming at you. And you don't have the strength to give it up on your own. You don't have the strength to stop doing it on your own. And you just think in your pride that one day you'll stop. One day you'll give it up. Oh, the giant hollers, "Come on, let's go have another smoke. Let's go have another smoke, friend." Or it's like this. "Let's take a drag of the bowl of hashish." The giant keeps screaming at you. "Come on, let's just take another drag. Come on, let's just get high one more time. Come on, come on." The giant's screaming at you, "Send me a man." And you have no control, and you are cowering in fear because you cannot face the giant on your own. You don't have the strength to fight. And so you cower down and you give in to the cries of the enemy. You know what giant you're battling. I probably won't name them all, but there's many giants that you're facing in your life, and it's been screaming at you and it's been hollering at you saying, "Come on." Whatever giant it is that's screaming at you, "Come on." It's like this. "Hey, man, come on. Let's go fishing and get us a couple Bud Lights and let's drown our lines and our lives. Come on, send me a man that can fight." You think you can walk out there on your own. You think you can walk out there on your own and fight the battle alone. And you think that in your own power, Saul, that you can handle the giant. And you think that you can do, you can take his life and not be harmed. But when he begins to scream at you, you cower and you say, okay, give me a hit off of that bowl. Give me one more cigarette. I just need another smoke. Give me whatever. Give me that magazine, that hot babe, that giant. You may just press the key on the video. That chick is hot. Come on, that giant's screaming at you. That giant's screaming at you. Don't go to battle without a giant killer. Amen. Amen. You need the Spirit of God before you can overcome the giant that's been calling you to fight. The giant's speaking to you right now. And it's just a one moment away from you making a decision in your life that I'm going to fight and I'm going to let God, amen, be the giant killer in my life. You need His Spirit today. You need the Holy Ghost, amen, to fight your battle. You may have had the Holy Ghost when you were 14, 15, but today you're fighting another battle. Today you're standing before a giant that's been screaming at you, that's been trying to take control in your life. And I'm telling you today that you need to surrender to the Holy Ghost. Saul, get that pride out of your life. Amen. There was one day in Saul's life that God mightily used him, but he allowed a pride to get up in his spirit. He allowed pride to let his life go astray from God and not begin to hear the voice of God and not begin to hear the words of God. And he began to fight battles on his own. Totally closed out to the things of God. I'm here to tell you, your giant will overtake you. Your giant is bigger and badder than your flesh is. Amen. You cannot fight this battle without a giant killer. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Saul and his men thought they could fight the battle without the leading of God, but Goliath came out, fear overtook them, and they gave in to the cries of the enemy. And that's what's happening in your life. Amen. You think you got it, man. You think you got, you just got everything under your belt, and you just got it. You got the world by the horns, and you're just going to fight these battles on your own. I'm here to tell you that Goliath is going to overtake you. They didn't have the strength to fight, and neither do you. Come on. Don't let the battle go on without the giant killer in your life. Amen. You need a giant killer. So here comes David while the battle was going on. David had been at home minding what his father asked him to do. He was watching the sheep. David had already been anointed and was waiting for the moment to let the giant killer fight for him. See, it wasn't David that walked out there on that battlefield, amen, that killed that Goliath. Amen. There was a power that had control over his life, a power that he had long before surrendered to out there on the hillsides. Amen. David had learned how to let God fight for him. David spent many a night out there alone on the hillside. Him, God, and his father's sheep. What you need to is to get alone with God. Amen. You need to get some time alone where you can get God inside of you. Amen. And you can get his power down inside of you. And you need to spend some time talking to God. Hallelujah. While you're doing the work of God. And what you need is to get alone in his presence. Get the pride out of your life. And let the giant killer lead your life. So many of you are leading your own life. And you're doing whatever pride has spoken to you. And you think that you can just do without God. When David heard the uncircumcised giant scream at the army of the Most High God, the giant killer in his life welled up and said, "Is there not a cause?" David had no power on his own. He couldn't even wear Saul's armor. He tried putting it on, and he couldn't even pick it up. It was too cumbersome. He couldn't move in it. It was too hard for his flesh to carry. He tried doing it Saul's way. He tried listening to the man that God had in charge at the time. And he tried being obedient to Saul and carrying the armor that Saul had. And, you know, you must do it this way. You know, you gotta have some armor on. This giant will kill you. Don't do it on your own. You don't have the power. You don't have the strength in your flesh. You don't have the strength in your body to fight the battle that is before you. You need the power of God inside of you. Amen. That's the only thing that can kill the giants that's facing you. Hallelujah. You need to surrender to the Holy Ghost. You need to surrender today to the power that is given to each and every one of us today. You've got a battle you're facing. You surrender to the Holy Ghost and let Him fight for you. Don't go the battle without the giant killer. David may have been physically weak, but he was spiritually strong. He understood that the battle was not his, but the Lord's. And it's not yours either. God ain't expecting you to fight on your own. Amen. He is going to fight your battle. Amen. If you will get out your surrender and you will just surrender to God. And you will just lay it all down before Him. Because you can't fight that battle. Amen. You can't fight that addiction. You can't fight that on your own. Don't be fooled by the enemy to say you got it all under control. I'm here to tell somebody today, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need God inside of you. You need the power that can only give you, amen, the strength to take the giant down. Amen. You're fighting a giant and you're trying to do it on your own. You can't do it. You're going to die. You're going to die, Saul, if you try it on your own. Don't go fight that battle on your own. You need Jesus. You need the Holy One, amen, to fight for you. Hallelujah. You got to surrender, hallelujah, everything to God. We had better let Jesus fight our battles. I'm here to tell somebody today, surrender to God. Give it up to God. Don't trust your flesh. Don't trust your mind. Don't trust what you think you are capable of. I'm here to tell you that giant will kill you. That giant will overtake you. And you won't be able to stand when the enemy's crying out to you. When you're alone with the enemy, with the giant, you're standing before him. You won't be able to say no. So many of you know what I'm talking about. That's why you ain't been able to worship God in this service today. Because the giant's already gotten control. The giant's already had his way with you. Amen. And he's already took some things from you. And he's already took some promises from you. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you can have the power of God today if you'll kick pride aside and you'll let the power of Jesus Christ touch your life. I'm here to tell you today, surrender to God and let God fight the battle for you. Amen. Let him in today. Let his power touch you. Hallelujah. God wants to fill you with his strength and his power. He'll fight every battle. You won't have to fight. Hallelujah. You won't have to go it alone anymore. I'm here to tell you that the Holy Ghost wants to touch you today. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's when you get the power, when you surrender to the Spirit of God in your life, and you keep surrendering to the Spirit of God in your life, and you keep surrendering to the Spirit of God in your life, and you keep surrendering to the Spirit of God in your life. Don't ever stop surrendering your life to the power, to the giant killer. The only way you'll ever get free if you surrender and let the giant killer do his job. He will fight our battles. You better never go to battle, Saul, without leading of God's Spirit. Don't think you can kill him on your own. Don't think you can gain power over it on your own, because the enemy is screaming at you. The enemy is lying to you. Amen. Don't do it alone, Saul. There's another Saul in the word today. Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul's conversion, where he was baptized in water in the name of Jesus, and he received the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. God gave him the power to be strong in the midst of his weakness. He understood that God's grace was sufficient. Somebody needs to get an understanding today of the grace of God, the power of His blood today. I'm here to tell you the blood of Jesus Christ has forgiven your sin if you've asked Him for it. Amen. If you've called upon the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus is applied to your situation, and let it cover the sin in your life, and let God be God and let Him fight that giant for you. Amen. Just trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path, and He will fight your battles for you. He will take down the giants in your life. Hallelujah. If you surrender to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Draw nigh to Him. Let God fight for you. Hallelujah. Don't go to battle without the giant killer. Oh, hallelujah. Paul knew that he could never go to battle without his giant killer. He knew that when He was weak, Jesus was strong. You need to understand that it is great. His grace is enough. God's grace is enough. Amen. For you. It's enough for you. Amen. Don't trust your flesh. Don't trust the things of your own life. Trust in His grace. It is enough. This is why we're baptized in Jesus' name. That's why we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's so that God can fight for you. Your flesh ain't powerful enough, Saul. You've got to have a spirit of David. Amen. That says, I surrender all. Lord, I want everything You have for me. God, I see the beauty of everything out here, and it's all because of You. Amen. And he walked in the power of God, and the Spirit of God led him and guided him. And when things rose up against him by the power of the name, when he called upon the name, he was able to fight the battle, and he was able to kill the lion. He was able to kill the bear. Amen. Hallelujah. The God gave him strength in his flesh to fight the battle. Because he had a giant killer in his life. 1 Samuel 17:44 through 47, as I close, it says, and the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air. It's what the devil wants to do. He wants to get your flesh. He wants to take your flesh and do it with what he wants with it. And to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. For the God of the enemies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast and to the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Don't fight this battle alone. Whatever you're facing right now, whatever you're facing, don't fight it alone. Don't fight your battle without the Spirit of God in you, because His Spirit is going to give you power to overcome the things of your flesh that you've not been able to handle in your life, and you've succumbed to, and you've given over to it. time and time and time again. Hallelujah. Don't think that you got it all wrapped up in your own self. I'm telling you today, hallelujah, throw pride aside and get to this altar and let the giant killer come inside of you so that you can walk out on that battlefield and you can trust him and he will fight the battle. Hallelujah. When the giant screams at you, you don't back down. Amen. You stand tall and you say, God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against you, and the enemy will fall. But you can't do it alone. Let's stand. Let's come to this altar. Amen. Give your life to Jesus Christ today. Come on. Come on. You got a battle going on in your life. I'm here to tell you, surrender to God. Pour it out to God right now. Come on. Come on up here and cry out to God and let the Holy Ghost come inside of you, give you power. Come on, Saul. Don't do this alone. Don't let pride overtake you, brother. Come on, sister. Don't let pride overtake you. In the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I surrender to you, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, the cleansing power of Jesus Christ today.
God is on our side. He is overcome. Yes, he is.
Come on, don't fight it today. Don't fight it today. Lift your voice up to God. Surrender out to God. Let your praise out to God right now. Oh, faith cries out. Come on. I want your power to lead me, God. I want your power to fight for me, God. In Jesus' name, I surrender. Come on, I surrender. Hallelujah. Come on, yes,
yeah.
Pour it out to God. He's got it. He's going to fight the battle. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
We will not be.
Come on, he's going to deliver you today. God's going to deliver you today. From the giant that's screaming your name.
Resurrection power
in Jesus' name right now.
In me and I am me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, I'm a shut up.
I will. pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom. How can I be shaken in the name of Jesus? Enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, shout it out. I will live, I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name.
Ghost, come on down here. We'll pray in Jesus' name. God will fill you. Hallelujah. Don't do this on your own. Don't trust yourself, son. Hallelujah. You're fighting an addiction right now. Why don't you come to this altar? You don't have to tell us what it is. We'll just believe God. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Hear what you're facing. If it's not of God, don't try to fight it on your own. You need all the Holy Ghost that you can muster to fight the battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, in Jesus' name right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that somebody obey the Holy Ghost today, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we pray right now, Lord, that your presence fall in this place, Lord God. Lord, that we'll trust you, Lord God, in our lives, Jesus. Lord, that deliverance can happen, Lord God, when we surrender, Lord God. When we push away the pride in our lives, Lord God. Oh, in Jesus' name right now, God. Oh, humble our soul right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, in Jesus' name right now. Holy Ghost, move upon us. Holy Ghost, move upon us right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh God, we love you, Jesus. Waiting. God wants to do something here. He's not done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a demonstration of the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody's just got to be tired of fighting the battle on their own. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to stop faking, putting their fist up to God and saying, God, why haven't you delivered me yet? Why haven't you done this for me yet, God? You need to stop fighting. You need to stop trying to fight it on your own. You need to surrender to that God that's trying to come into your life. He's trying to tell you, my grace is sufficient. You need to just trust in the Holy Ghost, the power of my blood that I've given you. And you just need to walk in that power, and you just need to believe in that power, because it's all you need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus Christ wants to touch you today. He wants to empower you today. In the name of Jesus. gifts of the Spirit operate. In Jesus' name.
Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Oh, sickness can't stay any longer,
for it is your perfect love.
Your perfect love is casting out fear.
Come on, somebody operate in the Holy Ghost today.
And it is your will that my life is healed.
Believe God. Look around, folks.
Sickness.
Come on.
Can stay.
Get the Holy Ghost.
Longer.
Come on, killer. Roll around.
Love is passing out fear. Oh, and you are the God. And it is only that my life is healed. Oh, sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed.
Right now.
Oh, I know that sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear.
You're watching on the internet. Just lift your hand. Surrender to God.
Oh, you are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed.
Victory. I really feel in my spirit the Lord is tearing. He's waiting on us. And I think some of us are holding on back because we have prayed for so long for God to fix whatever it is God's wanting to fix today. We prayed so long for the answer for whatever God's wanting to answer today that we're wondering, can it really happen? We're kind of like the people praying for Peter to be let out of prison, and Peter's knocking on the door. Rhoda goes to the door and slams it in his face because Peter's in prison. She can't believe he's standing at the door. Somebody in this place today can't believe your answer's here today because you've been praying so long. You're so disillusioned. You're so disheartened. You've almost lost faith in God, but you're still hanging on. God's knocking today. God's trying to open the door, and we're having a hard time believing that the answer's here, but I've come to tell you right now that the answer is here. Amen. And God will answer, and God will deliver as we continue to sing. You know, this altar's been open all day, and I'm not trying to get on anybody, and I don't want to force anybody to come, but I would to God you'd get up here and let God take care of your business today. Quit holding off in the back, and I don't mean literally the back. I'm talking about quit holding back and let God take care of you, because you can believe it. The answer is here as we continue to sing.
Victory is here.
God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember, this Thursday there will be no service here. I encourage you, if you can, get together with another saint. Have dinner with them. You know, just enjoy one another's fellowship. Pray together. Amen. Make it a point. Amen. You got time? Get together with one another. Have a little fellowship. Pray for us in Missouri that the Holy Ghost just falls out in a powerful way and our young people come back. Amen. Just renewed in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God speaks to them there and lead and gives them direction for their life. Amen. We're looking for an outpouring of God's presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for surrendering to the Holy Ghost. We got our offering plate up here. We're going to receive our